Abortion rights are becoming a key issue ahead of the 2020 presidential elections in the US. Donald Trump's attempting to consolidate his hold on evangelical Christian voters with a clear opposition to abortion. On the Democratic side of things, all candidates are pro-choice. But billionaire candidate Michael Bloomberg is under attack, as we heard earlier, over allegations that he pressured an employee to get an abortion if she wanted to keep her job. Dr. David Smith is a senior lecturer in American politics at the US Studies Center. He's speaking with Andrew West.
It might be more about reaching people who have felt to this point that they haven't been able to vote either Republican or Democrat, stayed home. We've seen that Trump has really elevated abortion as an issue in American politics, and it was pretty elevated to begin with. He has made it one of the absolutely central issues of American politics. He's made the selection of judges one of the absolutely central issues. Democrats either have to persuade those kinds of voters that there is a lot more at stake than abortion, and I think that they'll focus on healthcare, or they have somehow got to broaden their appeal to bring pro-life people in.
Yeah, well, one candidate in the recent primary in New Hampshire seemed to do that, and that was Amy Klobuchar, the senator from Minnesota. In fact, her recovery, as it were, because she was doing pretty poorly in the polls, seemed to be based on a religious vote. What does the data tell us?
Yeah, so the data tells us that she, among regular church attenders in the Democratic Party, which is about 11% of Democrats, she outpolled everybody else quite substantially by about 20 points. So, I mean, we're talking about, it's definitely a slice of the Democratic electorate, but it's potentially an important slice. And that's because people are voting according to who they think can beat Trump. There's been a lot of data now that's revealed that this is the number one issue for Democrats. What this might indicate is that church-going Democrats believe that this might be the candidate who is at least likely to alienate other churchgoers.
But she said something very specific about abortion, didn't she?
This was really interesting,
yes. That may have been a lure for those church-going Democrats. What did she say?
So she said that she is very strongly pro-choice and always has been, but she thinks that there should be a place in the Democratic Party for pro-life people.
Funnily enough, though, Amy Klobuchar's statement about, look, I'm pro-choice, but let's be broad on this issue. Let's say that others with other views are welcome. Mm. That was the orthodoxy in the Democratic Party until about a decade ago, wasn't it?
It was. So the catchphrase of the Clinton period was that abortion should be safe, legal, and rare. Part of that reflected the personal beliefs of both of the Clintons about abortion, but it also, in very Clintonian fashion, reflected political strategy, which was a realization there aren't that many Americans who are in favor of the kind of legislation that places like Alabama and Louisiana have been passing. But you'd probably say the majority of Americans want to see the number of abortions reduced.
That's David Smith, a specialist in religion and politics at the US Studies Center. And you can hear more of that conversation with Andrew West on the Religion and Ethics Report at 5:30 right here on RN or anytime on the ABC Listen app.